Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome, everyone, to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Kathy Williams, here today with our guest, Corey Michelle. And Betsy McLaughlin, who's my co-host, is not with us today unless she magically appears. So I am just jazzed to have a conversation with Corey Michelle. She is truly a magnificent creator and has actualized a fabulous life in Australia. And we get to have a conversation today about actualizing a future you'll fall in love with. And are you making your desires a priority, which is something that so many people do not do for years and years and then look back and like, what? What was I doing this all for? So if that's you, let's change that. So Corey Michelle, welcome to the show. We're so grateful to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I so love that you guys got together and created all of this. And listening to the intro, holy cow, like, who wouldn't be listening to this show every week?
<It's> like, hello. Aw. Oh, well, you know, I am just so delighted to have you here. And just before we even dive in, I'd love to talk a little bit about you and what you've been creating and the programs that you've, you know, been changing the world with. I know one of those is the Crazy Possible Experiment. And would you talk a little bit about that? I mean, that just took off like wildfire. You just ignited a movement initially on Facebook and then beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's really interesting, you know, I don't know about you, but I had worked with a lot of different mentors, business mentors, and trying to create my business for a number of years. And then, you know, I always wanted to create something big. I wanted to create something that really impacted, you know, a way of being in the world, right? And it was a number of awarenesses. And all of a sudden I was like, okay, it's time to do the Facebook group. And here's what we're going to do. And I was expecting like 500 people. And really what I wanted to do was have people experiment with ask and receive versus, you know, how we like, I don't know, I had all these expectations, right, of life of like, well, I want to have some money and I want to have, you know, this body and I want to have all these things, right? And none of those things really were happening for me. And when I started experimenting in my life, things started working because I wasn't attached. It was the easiest way I got out of attachment. But also attachment, you know, we get attached to something and then if it doesn't happen, then we go into like a wrongness spiral, right? So that's kind of where I lived most of my life. And so the experimenting really got me out of that and got me into the space of like, well, let's just play with it. Because I didn't know how to play. I really didn't know how to play until I started experimenting. And experimentation was my sort of science brain nerdy sort of way to go, okay, this actually makes sense to me. And apparently it made sense to a lot of people. And basically what we've done is shared a ask and receive question a week and something for people to play with over the week. And they come back and they share what's changing in their world just by asking a question.
And it truly is magnificent. I mean, there's so much dynamic, beautiful, creative energy. And so you expected like 500 people to show up. How many people actually did?
About 11,000.
So you kind of blew your own socks off, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was not really what I expected at all. Like, it went a lot bigger, but what happened is people loved it so much, and they got so much from it. They were sharing it with everybody they knew. So we had people adding, you know, hundreds of friends to the group because they were like, oh my God, this is so cool. And so that's expanded into some classes about living crazy possible. So like, what if you could actually live in this space of anything is possible, just like what you guys are talking about, right? And the things that we've decided are crazy, actually go for them as an experiment.
Wow. Yeah. And so to me, this idea, it just lights me up. And I know for a lot of our listeners, it may be kind of new. So what would you suggest as a starting point?
As a starting point for crazy possible. Well, I just like to look at all the things that you would really like that you've put out into the future someday, maybe. And going, okay, well, I've kind of always thought that, or I've kind of always wanted that, or I've kind of always been aware of that, but instead you're choosing something else, right? So instead we're choosing, you know, to live in a city that you really don't want to be in, right? And then you're just putting up with things. Like, those things that you're putting up with are usually things that you already are aware of that there's another possibility available, right? And the same thing goes with problems. If you have a problem, all that means is there's a greater possibility available for you. And so when you start, just flip it from, oh, I'm stuck, I can't do it, I don't have this, whatever, to wait a second, what is possible? And start asking, okay, so what would it take to have that? It's really simple, right? It seems simple, but when you're in it, it doesn't feel that simple. I started asking those really basic questions. It doesn't sound like rocket science, but that's what I started doing. It's like, what am I really aware of? And what would I really like? What have I always sort of wanted? And let's start asking for those things to show up just for fun.
Just for fun. I love that attitude because as you said, you know, you didn't know how to play. And when you create it as an experiment without that kind of attachment of I need to make this happen, things really did start to show up. Oh, how cool. So I'm really excited about, you know, you mentioned three steps you can take today to actualize the future you'll fall in love with.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you know, Kathy, right, you look out in the world and most people out there are not living a life they totally love, right? They're not like waking up every day going, woo, my life is amazing. Now, whatever version that is for them, because it's different for everybody. And now we have social media and we have all these people that are either really in love with their life or pretending they are, right? And so they're only showing the good stuff, but underneath it's kind of like, really?
True.
Do I have to do this again?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see a lot of that too. I mean, luckily, you know, I've, you know, probably like you too, have surrounded myself with people who are really enjoying their lives, which is really amazing. So, it's a little bit different, but you know, I go on into other sort of, places and spaces and people aren't just as naturally happy. And I'm like, wow, what if I could offer anything to people that really would like to have more happiness and really be creating a future that they get excited about, that they were just like, wow, I'm creating that. That lights me up. That makes my life worth living. And that's, you know, the question from Gary Douglas, from the Acts of Consciousness founder, that really changed my life. I was like, well, wait a second. Here's the number one question, right? Is what is a life worth living for me? What is that? I knew that when I heard that question for the first time, I was not living a life worth living. I was living a life I wanted to get out of. Yeah. And so when I started asking that for myself, I was like, wait a second, a life worth living. Now, here's the trick, right? Is that if you don't go into the definition or the conclusion of what that is, right, then you have this space of literally infinite possibilities that could show up, that could show you how to allow the universe to gift you those experiences, those ways of being, those choices, whatever those are, those creations that allow you to step into living a life worth living. So the question, number one question is, you know, what would it be like to live a life worth living?
So what an amazing question. And it sounds like it opened a lot of awareness for you. And would you talk a little bit more about not defining that? You know, when we ask a question, you know, we get some awareness, but a lot of people try to figure it out. So what can we do instead of trying to figure it out?
I wish somebody would have asked me that question when I was like 4, and I learned how to figure everything out so well. The master conclusionist of problem solving and figuring everything out. And I was so proud of it. Were you like that too, Kathy?
Oh, totally. I had to problem solve everything. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and, right? And
constant mental masturbation, you know, like dwell on things and chew on them until, yeah, yikes. Not anymore.
Yeah, right. It's crazy because that's what we're taught to do, right? We're taught to be right and we're taught not to be wrong. We're taught to overcome things and we're taught to improve our weaknesses and we're taught to keep going in things that we aren't very good at, like naturally good at. And we're told that the things that are really, excuse me, really easy for us aren't valuable, right? So
yeah.
We're entrained into this, like, excuse me, the hardness of life from a very early age. And if only we were invited to to really play and experiment in life and see what's possible, because that's really where the expansion is, right? Now, a lot of my clients, and this was me as well, a lot of my clients are just like me in so many different ways, but a lot of my clients are, you know, looking at their problems to solve, right? So they're like, I have a money problem. Okay, great. So I'm going to solve my money problem. What's wrong with me that I have a money problem? Oh, I'm not in prosperity consciousness, or I'm in lack, or here's my problem, or I got, you know, divorced, so now I have all this debt. So here's my problem. And so one of the things that we're doing when we're doing that is actually looking for more problems, but it doesn't actually create anything different. So we can solve the problem of the debt. We can solve the problem of the whatever. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to give you what is actually possible, right? And so one of the things that I like to do with that is, instead of problem solving all the time, like looking for what's wrong, basically, looking for what there is to fix, is going, what is it that I am aware of that's possible, right? Like, what am I aware of that's possible? And you might, it's so funny because sometimes you have an energy, right? You don't have words for it, right? And sometimes there's like something very tangible that shows up in your awareness, or something you're already aware of that you've been aware of for a long time, and go,
yes.
Okay, so what's in the way to having that?
So ask what's in the way?
So what's in the way to having that? What you know is
yes.
possible.
Love it. Yeah, because, I mean, so many of us have been trained to look at our wrongness and then, you know, what's wrong with this? As you said, I have to solve this. And we can always find other things that are wrong or other things to solve, you know, endlessly. So these kind of
mm-hmm.
open the door beyond that. What am I aware of that's possible? What's in the way?
Yeah, what are you aware of that's possible? Yeah, totally. And that question right there has me go, okay, so let's actually look at what is it that you'd like? What are you asking for? What are you aware of that's possible? And that lightness, that expansiveness of whatever that is for you, and going, okay, so is there anything in the way? Because it might not actually be anything in the way, even though you might think you have problems. Right? You might not have anything in the way to start choosing, making choices that are congruent, that are energetically congruent and otherwise with creating those possibilities. So for example,
ooh.
You know, the age old thing about men, this is like a stereotype, right? So stereotypically, there's men out there who, you know, don't want to have a relationship until they have their money stuff handled, whatever that means to them, right? So when they have like the good job and X amount of dollars in retirement or whatever, then they'll look for the relationship. So that conclusion, right, I have to have my money stuff sorted before I have a relationship. Those are the kinds of conclusions that we have popped into our reality of like, I have to solve this problem before I can actually have what is possible. And that's, I think, one of the biggest lies where people get stuck. Instead of just going, okay, well, what's possible here? And what would I really like? What would light me up? What is it that would make my life worth living? And start choosing those things versus trying to figure out all the things you need to have in place before you can have it all.
We see this over and over. And in fact, I see people perpetuate it. You know, first it's when I graduate, then it's when I have a good job, then it's, oh, when I'm, you know, married or when I get the raise. You know, I mean, we can perpetuate this kind of, I have to have this in place before I really have fun or really do what I'd really like forever until retirement. Then we die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of it. So yeah, the perpetuation of that. And so one of the things that I've been doing with so many clients is offering just exactly what we're talking about is what is it that lights you up? What is it that you're aware of that's possible? And sometimes we go, well, that lights me up, but I don't know if it's possible. Well, if it lights you up, that is the signal, right, that it is possible. Right?
Wow. So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if it lights you up, that's a signal, everybody. It's possible.
Exactly. It is possible.
So we're going to go to break right now. And after the break, we'll resume this conversation with Corey Michelle. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. And we'll be right back in a moment.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams, here with my special guest, Corey Michelle, who is the founder of the Crazy Possible Experiment, and so much more, a creator of Magnitude. And today we're discussing three keys to actualizing the future you'll fall in love with. And also, Are you making your greatest desires a priority? So Corey shared the first key with us a little bit ago, and that is really starting to ask, what is a life worth living for me? And even show me, universe, or show me. And kind of exploring the questions with an attitude of like, this is an experiment. I don't have to be attached to this. I'm just exploring and being playful and experimenting. And asking some other questions too. Like, what am I aware of that's possible? And what is it that lights me up? So Corey, one of the things that you mentioned earlier is being energetically congruent. And I wondered if you would talk about that a little bit more. What does that even
mean? For sure. Oh my goodness, energetically congruent. So it's kind of like a really big topic, right? But we'll see what we can deliver right now. Energetically congruent is when you're choosing, your choices match basically what's possible. Your choices match energetically what it is you're asking for, right? Your choices are matching the lightness that that is you, right? So a lot of times we're choosing based on what we should do, what we can and can't do, from obligation, right? From habits and things like that, right? And so when we start asking, especially if you're playing the ask and receive game, right? Using, you know, questions to expand your reality. If you start asking for, you know, I hear this one a lot. Hey, I want to have a multi-million dollar business. And then the actions that somebody takes are not congruent with having a multi-million dollar business, right? There might be doubting themselves, or they might be procrastinating on stuff, or they might be whatever else that might be not creating a multi-million dollar business, or even choosing a business that isn't really going to create multiple millions, right? And so that would, I would say, is not congruent. Another place that we can look if we're look to see where we're not congruent is when we have inner conflict. So if we say we would like one thing, yet then we would do something else. Like, so I say I'd like to have, you know, a multi-million dollar business, but then I choose to watch Netflix every day, right? Or I choose to create more debt, or I choose to, you know, whatever it is that's sort of an inner conflict where we're choosing against ourselves. We're sort of in conflict. And that's part of where we can actually look to find some really great information about how to actually be congruent. So that's actually the third tip. So you're so aware of that.
jumped ahead there.
Really looking at, you were right there, of course. One of the things that I offer in the Art of Living Crazy Possible is really getting clear on what you would like your life to be like. I find that so many of us don't know what you'd actually like your life to be like. And be like, I'm actually talking about the energy, not what shows up. So most people, you know, when we do a vision board or when we do a, you know, set your goals and all that kind of stuff, we're looking at things, like more material sort of things, so that when I have the big house or when I have this revenue or whatever, then I will be successful. And so we're not looking at any of that actually at all. What I'm actually looking at is the energies. And what I realized about 6 years ago, it was about 10 years ago now, that if I could have, I wouldn't care what showed up, if everything was joyful. Like if everything in my life was joyful, it didn't matter what showed up.
Yeah.
And so from that space was like, yeah, it was like, okay, so well, wait a second. What other energies would be like that for me? And I found like this sort of juicy energy, which is pretty undefinable, right? Juicy as an energy is like, yeah, well, whatever that is. But it's something that lights my body up. It's something that helps my body go, yeah, okay, this is a life worth living, right? And magic. I love magical living. I love it when stuff shows up that you didn't expect, you couldn't plan, out of nowhere, right?
Yes.
Right. So those are some of my priorities. And then I, for me, I added I added in money, like ease with money, because one of the things that I really struggled with was I didn't have ease with money, and money was very hard and frustrating, and I never could get it right. And so I had a lot of problems with money. So I said, okay, so what would I really like? I'd really like to have ease with money, having money, investing money, growing money, everything having to do with money. I'd like to have ease with that. So I got really clear on those were the energies that I wanted to have as my life. And you notice the languaging is different, right? Like I'd like to have these energies as my life. So yes. What I know about the universe is that you are a beacon, right? You are this magnificent, brilliant beacon of energy. So whatever energies you are being are actually being broadcast out to the universal network, so to speak, the quantum entanglement. And so when you're worrying or focusing on problems or doubting yourself or making yourself wrong or whatever, stuff like that, you're putting out those sort of heavier frequencies, lower vibrational frequencies, right? And when you're in the space of you where you're like, wow, anything is possible, and what joy can I be today, and what brilliance with money can I be today, and those sorts of energies, then there's just a different vibration. It's not good or bad, it's just very different. So there's a different frequency, and that frequency is being broadcast out to the universal network. So if you broadcast worry, doubt, wrongness, then the universe is picking up on those energies, and the universe will deliver back things and experiences that match those vibrations. If you vibrate joy, happiness, ease, right, then you're going to, in magic, then you're going to get, the network is going to feed back to you those energies. Okay. So when I got this for myself, I was like, oh, I see what's going on. When I focus on my problems and the heaviness, more of that comes. When I focus my energy and be the energy of these lighter energies, more of that shows up. Huh, interesting. So what I started doing was going, okay, so what are the energies I'd like to have be my entire life, which is the question I asked before. And I'm going to set those as my priorities, not just hopes and wishes and dreams for the future, but like, no, these are my priorities starting right now. Joy, right? Ease. Ease with money. And that one just lights my whole body up just saying it every time I say it. My body's so happy. Like, yes. Thank you for finally choosing ease with money. Right? And magic. Those are the three I said, right? So, and magic. And so those three light my body up. That's how I know that I'm resonant with them. I'm congruent energetically with them. Now, when I have those energies as my entire life, everything, I be those energies, and everything can start showing up as those energies in my life. Does that make sense? Am I being clear about that?
Totally. And I would love just for the audience to talk a little bit about energies versus feelings. I know, you know, many people are familiar with like Danielle Laporte and her desire map, and that talks a lot about feelings, you know, and letting feelings mm-hmm. be your guidepost, or Abraham, you know. And could you talk a little bit more about the difference between energy and that?
Yes. Oh my gosh, this is such a big topic for people, because we're so, there's a lot of information out there, and some of it really empowers us, and some of it doesn't necessarily empower us. So I have some interesting awarenesses about this for myself as well. So let's look at these. Okay. There's a difference between energy, right, and a feeling or emotion or even a thought, right, as you know, too. When we yes. have all of these feelings, the feelings and emotions, they come with a lot of other stuff. They come with a lot of other baggage. But originally, there's an energy, right? There's a perceiving, an awareness, a knowing, some sort of an energy that's there that's not necessarily having all the baggage of this is sad and somebody did this to me, so now I'm hurt. And a lot of people think that we should dive into those feelings. Well, what I've figured out for myself is that when I dive into the feelings, it just creates more of those, right? And then more things to process,
so true.
More things to look at. And it just is like this never ending tunnel of just looking at all that stuff, which could be really fun for somebody. For me personally, I actually really have a priority of joy. So if it's not contributing to my joy, then I go, okay, so what is this really? And so much of the time, those energies, those feelings and emotions are not even ours, as you know, right? They're not even ours. And they're we're picking them up because we're, like I said before, we're connected to this universal transmitter network thing. We're also receiving from that too. So, so much of it, the significance isn't ours. So much of the energies aren't even ours. We're just picking up on them. And if we want to go process all of them down that rabbit hole, then you can, but it might not even be your rabbit hole. It might actually be somebody else's. And yeah, I personally, that's not one of my priorities.
Yeah, it's like a big distraction because now you have something new to figure out and you know, dig into and recognizing, oh, what's the energy here? What's the energy that's my priority that I would like to create from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we dive into with the Art of Living Crazy Possible, is because when you're going to be living crazy possible, there's a space of knowing those energies for yourself, what those are. And there's an exploration that we do in the class of really looking at, okay, what is yours? What's not yours? What are you holding on to that, you know, you're making significant that we can just let go of now and make it a lot easier for you? And really diving in, there's a whole module where we actually look at all of this and go, okay, so let's tune into those energies. What are those energies that light you up? What are those energies that make you go, yes, if my whole life was filled with those energies, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here. Right? Like that. and then from there we actually make them a priority. So instead of, like I said before, wishing and hoping and dreaming that someday you could have those, going, no, let's institute those energies into your life right now by looking at, okay, how can we get congruent with our choices, our being, right? And the things that we choose and create in our life, but also how can you use those energies and those priorities to your advantage for future choices, like for your awareness, right? So one of the questions that I ask on a daily basis is for my choices, like if I'm going to choose something, so I just ask, if I choose this, will it contribute to my priorities? Will it expand those energies in my life? And sometimes it's a yes, and sometimes it's a no, and sometimes it looks really good. It looks like it should be a yes, and it looks like it should be super awesome and fun, but it's actually energetically a no. It's not actually going to contribute anything to my priorities. So then I don't choose it.
What a great question. I mean, you know, as a facilitator, I can look at what, like, if I choose this class that someone's inviting me to facilitate, it seems like fun. It seems like it would expand my business. And if I, then that question can totally turn it around and be like, no, actually, it's not a contribution to my priorities mm-hmm. and what I'd really like to actualize
right.
on the planet.
Exactly. And so
not
even
all...
say somebody invites you to do, oh, sorry about that.
Totally. Just keep going.
Okay. I think there's a little bit of a delay there. So
there is.
One of the things that I really like about this is it's gotten me looking at things more specifically. So I used to ask, well, is it light? Well, is it light? What does that even mean? And so I looked at, wow, that includes so many different awarenesses and so many different energies that you're blending together to determine is it light or heavy. And it could be, you know, 60% light and 40% heavy, right? So it's like, wait a second,
yes.
I want to actually be more clear with what I'm asking for. So it's like, if I don't know what I would like my life to be like, if I don't know my priorities and I know them, then you can't even ask these questions. You have to actually get clear of what you would like to have. Otherwise, what I call it being a light chaser. You're just chasing the lightness around the universe, which a lot of times is really great and fun, and I did that for a while, but I didn't really create anything substantial for myself, and that's what I really wanted, was I wanted to create stuff that had movement, had a momentum, it had like this energy, like a big wave behind it, right? And so asking, will this, if I choose this, will it contribute to ease with money? And then I got a light or a heavy on that one. And then will I, or a yes or a no. A lot of times I get a yes or a no. Well, if I choose this, will it contribute to my joy? If I choose this, will it be a contribution to the planet? Is another question I ask. So I usually ask about 5 questions. And then if it matches 3 or 4 or more, then a lot of times it's a yes. If it only matches 1 or 2 or 0, a lot of times it's a no. I don't choose it.
You know, I love this, Corey. It's really clarifying because a lot of people do ask, is it light? And then maybe there's an element of uncomfortable about it. And so they automatically conclude, well, it's heavy and I'm not going to choose it. Instead of, you know, if I choose this, will it create a greater future, you know, and contribute to my priorities? And I love how how specific you get with that as well. You know, will it contribute to my joy? Will it contribute to ease with money? All of that. That's so much fun. It's really nice to hear how specific you get with these questions.
Mm-hmm. It creates so much clarity. And then it really puts you in the position of being the chooser, right? Because you're like, you can't ever be a victim to anything. When you're clear on the energies you'd like to have be your life, your whole life, right? You've got your priorities, right? Everything that shows up, you can actually match up against your priorities and go, okay, so is this the energy, space, and consciousness that I'm creating? Yes or no? And it's obvious because if you're making yourself wrong, you did something and you want to make yourself wrong for it, and you're going, oh my God, it's so wrong, what's so wrong? If you just ask yourself, is continuing choosing this going to contribute to my joy? No. Is continuing digging myself wrong going to contribute to ease with money? No. It's like, that's easy. And it's so, it takes all of the significance, like, we have a lot of significance with emotions, right? Emotions are so significant, and feelings are so significant that if you look at it this way, it's very sort of black or white, like a yes or a no. It's a very clear way of tuning into your awareness. At least I've found for myself, and so many of my clients have gotten so much clarity where they might have been muddled in the lightness or the heaviness and confused.
Thank you so much, Corey. We'll explore more about this and more of your amazing questions, and maybe even about clarity. More about clarity when we come back. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. We'll be back in a moment.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams, here today with Corey Michelle. She is the unicorn CEO, magnificent founder of the Crazy Possible Experiment. And before we go back into these three steps that you can take today to actualize the future you'll fall in love with, which we'll recap for you. I'd love to hear about what kind of programs you're doing now, Corey. Is the Crazy Possible experiment still on Facebook, and can people join that, and if so, how, and that sort of thing.
Awesome. Yeah, so I have the Art of Living Crazy Possible, which is the main course that I facilitate now, and we have our retreat in Maui coming up, which I'm so excited about. I love Maui. Maui is one of my favorite places on the planet.
I am so thrilled too. Yeah, and I just want to tell everyone about the location. Because this is one of my very favorite places to be in workshops on the planet. It's called the Royal Lahaina Resort. And what it is a room. The workshop room actually has these sliding doors that open out so that you can see the waves and hear the ocean during programs. So that is where we're going to have the Art of Living Crazy Possible coming up this November. Yeah.
I love it so much. That's actually one of my priorities, is having these retreats in these beautiful locations with these experiences that really fill you up with the energy, right? They fill you up. You're not just going and sitting in a hotel room necessarily. They're places that really fill you up. So I try to do my best in choosing places like that. And luckily, Kathy, you had the perfect place. So I'm very excited about that. And what's really cool, if I could just say something about the Art of Living Crazy Possible 3-day retreat, is that we dive in. It isn't a multi-speaker event. This isn't like something you're going to walk away with and be like, well, I got a couple of nuggets. We actually change your whole life. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, people leave go being different. They look different, and you get clear on your priorities. You get clear on the energies that you are creating with your future and your body and all whole bunch of other stuff. And you get clear on targets. So we actually change the way people think about targets in a way where you're actually working with the universe, with your body, with your awareness. It's a totally different way to look at targets. And then you leave with an action plan. So you're like, okay, so these are the things I'm already aware of that aren't congruent with my new energy. And here's the things I'm going to go home and add. So you're not left at the end of the 3 days going, okay, what do I do now? You're left going, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to create my life, my crazy possible life. So a totally different experience in retreats in that sort of sense, where there's multi-speakers and all that kind of stuff, where we dive deep. It's a deep dive.
Yes. And I mean, day one is an energetic clearing day. Day two is gaining clarity on the future you'd like to create. And day three is a crazy possible creation day. So I just can't wait to have you here in front of the beach and Maui. I mean, on breaks, we can actually go take a walk on the beach. It's just such a yummy place. It. Yeah.
Oh, who doesn't want that?
That is November 10th through 12th. So, you know, as it begins to be cold in some places in the world, you can come warm up, thaw out, and enjoy changing your whole life, as Corey just said.
Changing your whole entire life, your whole future.
Yay! And the website for that is artoflivingcrazypossible.com/retreats. artoflivingcrazypossible.com/retreats. Mm-hmm. Wow. And there are some videos and things on there too, so people can find out more.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. And the Facebook group, the Crazy Possible Experiment, isn't all that active right now, but if you go to the videos, and all you have to do is put Crazy Possible Experiment into the Facebook and go into the group, we'll add you to the group, and there's tons of videos, there's tons of experiments in there. You can search through those. People have just, they've done that, and they're just like, oh my gosh, I started just doing these every, week or whatever, and things just started to change. So if you want to get some sort of movement in your world, if you are new to Ask and You Shall Receive, that's a great place to start.
It so is. Yeah, I really enjoyed being part of that group with your videos. Okay, so as we jump back into these three different things to actualize the future you'll fall in love with, would you recap for everyone for just a moment? You've shared so much amazing information and great questions. So what's the first thing you suggest?
Start looking at what do you know is possible? What would you really like? What have you been putting off into your future? And start acknowledging whatever that is.
Cool. Yeah. And then number two?
Start asking, what would make my life worth living?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I love the questions, you know, about the energies that you asked us to tap mm-hmm. into as well. You know, what would you like your life to be like? Yeah.
Yeah, what would you like your life to be like is number three. So what would you like your life to be like? The energy. And this one, Kathy, this one is hard for people sometimes. They're like, I keep going to my head. I can't even get to the energies. I keep going into my thinking and I keep going into my mind. I keep going to past reference. One of the ways I found that is kind of can bypass some of that is if you actually just think about or bring up a time in your life or an experience in your life where you had total joy, right? Or when you were lit up, or where you did something that you were like, wow, I did that, or that was so fun. Bring up a past reference point that brings up that energy for you and start playing with the energy from that space. So this doesn't have to be brand new things, right? A lot of times we already have access to these energies. We just have to figure out, where's your access to it? How do we get to it for you?
I love
that. And what I do is I have a list of my energetic priorities. That's what we call them, is energetic priorities. I have a list of them. They're on my phone. They're on a little frame, a pretty little gold frame next to my computer while I work. So I'm always reminding myself that those are my priorities and that anything that aren't those energies are not my priority. So somebody else's drama, not my priority. Somebody, you know, feeling wrong about something, not my priority, right? So what else can I choose that's congruent with these priorities, these energies? And you get better and better and better at it. And it's really amazing how fast the universe will shift and pivot for you when you start tuning in to these energies and make them your priority.
You know what? And I've seen that. I've seen people take your crazy art of living crazy possible and change. I really have seen mm-hmm. them change and create different things in their lives and for their lives and give up certain things as well, things that weren't working or may have been taking their energy that weren't their priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the way you just mentioned as well that you give yourself reminders. I mean, you're teaching this stuff, but you also give yourself a reminder on your phone and next to your computer, you know, here, you know, tap in again and again and again. This is my priority. This is not my priority, this drama or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's so important. It's so important for us to do that simply because if I don't, well, now that I've been doing it a number of years, it's very natural and easy, but I keep those up as reminders because they support me in what I would like to have. And why wouldn't I support myself in having what I'd like to have, right? But in the beginning, oh my gosh, I would forget and I would choose against myself. And then I would go, oh, I'm just creating more awareness. And, you know, because every time I would choose against myself, I would look for the gift. I would get the awareness, but I was like, I cannot bypass a lot of that. When I'm choosing based on my priorities, I don't have to actually choose against myself to get an awareness of something. And I don't know about you, but I like shortcuts and I like the easiest, fastest way possible, typically with things, especially like plane rides. Easiest, fastest is the way
to go. Not 17 stops.
Yeah, oh God. I actually have a flight. Oh my gosh, I have a flight to Atlanta that's got 3 stops. I'm like, oh my God. But it was really the only way we could actually do it. But we actually found an upgrade. So actually, can I give that example? Do we have time for?
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah. So I was looking for flights to the U.S. and I'm doing this. I'm doing in June, New York and Vancouver, and then I'm going to visit my family, and then I'm going to another seminar. So I'm going to five different cities, and to visit a friend, all within a month, which is a lot of plane rides. And so I was trying to figure it all out, and I'm sitting there going, okay, universe, show me the easiest, you know, possible route. And when I'm flying, you know, those long haul flights, flying in first class with one of the beds really supports my body. And that's actually one of my priorities, is having a happy body. So the first class tickets were so much money. They were like, you know, $15,000 or something. And I was like, oh, I don't really want to pay $15,000 for a ticket. So I sat there and I was like, all right, so what else is actually possible here? And I just kept asking, what would it take to actually have the first class, you know, flying experience this time? Because for me, if I don't fly with a bed, then I wake up and it takes me 2 days to recover. And it's just, it's so miserable. And so I went back and I looked again, and I ended up finding a flight and the whole thing for like $5,000.
Oh, wow.
I can do that. Like all the flights between all of those cities for $5,000, which for regular class probably would have been about $3,000 for all the flights. And mm-hmm. So I got first class for just an additional $2,000, which is like a freaking miracle. So I was like, wow, you know, these energies, when you really go, wait a second, I'm not willing to suffer anymore. Universe, show me the possibilities that are available that are congruent with what I'm asking for.
Love
that
question.
And when you have that as a priority, the universe shifts around you, and you then become the dominant energy of your life, as your life, instead of sort of the victim to what shows up.
And that shifts everything. Becoming the dominant energy versus a victim.
Yeah. And when you be that dominant energy, then the universe is responding to that. And you're like, no, I'm having it. And not with conclusion, right? Not with the, I have to have this or I'm not going or whatever. It was really like, okay, universe, is this possible? Yes. Okay, it's light. All right, great. So show me what choices to make to have this, you know, have a happy body experience flying all over the freaking world.
Oh, show me the choices to make that are in line with whatever you would like to actualize in your mm-hmm. life. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I also like the question, show me the choices that'll create more of that energy, like the expanded energy.
Yes, especially if you've just received something and it's like, oh, wow, you know, show me the choices to make to have more of this in my life, have more mm-hmm. of this show up with total ease. Life
totally.
Just keeps getting better.
It does. And you know what's interesting, too, is that the universe doesn't have a point of view. And I was always taught that the universe has a point of view. The universe desires more for you. The universe wants you to have more. Some people will say God, right? And I was always like, that's not really light for me. And I was like, wait a second. The universe doesn't have a point of view. The universe is responding to the energies you be and the choices you make. What are you
so
asking for?
So true.
That's what the universe is responding to. It doesn't desire more for you. It just has more available. What are you going to choose?
I love that. You know, Corey, I'm always saying the universe is always saying yes. You know,
yeah.
It's whatever you're asking for, whatever your vibration is, yes.
Even if you choose against yourself, it'll say yes.
Exactly. That's so much fun. We get to be the choosers.
Yep, totally. And how much fun can we have creating lives that like excite us, a futures that we fall in love with?
Oh, thank you so much, Corey. Thanks for being on the show today. Is there anything else you would like to share with listeners about how to get in touch, or any final closing ideas for them?
For
we have
sure.
a couple
one
of minutes.
One place that I'm doing a... Oh, cool. Okay, cool. So one of the places that is super fun for me to play is Facebook. And you can find me at just put Corey Michelle in, and you'll see my business page there. We're getting ready to launch some really, really cool stuff. So if this is like interesting to you and you're like, I don't have priorities and I want to have priorities, then we're going to be doing some videos and some other sort of totally free stuff on my business page. So you can check that stuff out. And the other question that I love to ask every day is, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to be, and I'll add all of the energies of my priorities right away.
Love that. Thank you so much, Corey. I'm so delighted to have you here as our guest. And please, everyone, reach out and reach out to Imperfect Brilliance as well. imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com and Imperfect Brilliance on Facebook. We adore you guys. Thanks so much, Corey.
Thanks, Kathy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, everybody. Aloha.
See you in that.